Well, Steve, give us your assessment of that then. A big victory here today.
Yeah, big victory against a super team, aren't we? You know, I think they're terrific in a number of areas. But I think we've come arguably and shown a terrific away performance. And I think it's certainly a game in periods where you're looking at where possibly disappointed there's not a second yellow for the decision when he gives the penalty. Which would possibly say they've got 10 men. And but, you know, apart from that, I think the referees had a strong game. They had to be strong because it's two very committed sides. But when you come to London Road, and I've probably been here with more managers other than Darren Ferguson over my life's spell, and it's a real tough place to come. And we're just pleased to go away with 3 points.
This meeting at the New York Stadium earlier in the season hinged on a penalty, and it did here today as well. Just give us your thoughts on the actual decision and then the non-yellow card, as you say.
Well, I think I need to look at the DVD to see further. Is obviously the Kieran Buss into the box and he goes down and the referee gives a penalty. I think if it's my player, I'd probably say to my player in the dressing room that he's given the referee an opportunity to give the penalty. Kieran thinks there's been some contact, which makes it a penalty. And, you know, but I need to look at it further than that. But you're right, they came to the New York Stadium and we deserved the points that day and we got nothing. I think over the 90 minutes we deserve a win. The biggest chance of the game, of course, comes in the second half when you can look at it two ways. Does Nicky miss a big chance for us? Yes, he does. But does their goalkeeper keep them in the game? Yes, he does. It's a terrific save. And again, he's a goalkeeper that has done that over the last two or three seasons. So we're pleased. We've had a lot of effort out there and a lot of commitment. But, you know, we don't go up. It's another 3 points on the road and we go away. And it's as I said, if it's really, really tough to get in those playoffs. We're still fighting to be in them, you know. There's still managers in midweek doubting us again. And let them continue doubting and we'll just keep working hard and we'll see where it takes us. But we've come here as a football club today. We've had a fantastic following. They've really got behind the team and they deserve enormous credit as the head up they want to roll them.
I think that Nicky Adams chance, it's a bit of a cliche, but he almost had too much time to think over it, didn't he?
Yeah, and what people will miss from that is 5-1 touch passes or 2-touch passes and he's through and goal. The quality of the football was outstanding. And I think he just got caught in two minds, you're right, he got a bit of time, but I thought he was terrific today. I thought his energy levels and some of his crossing in the first half, and he's popped up on the left, he's popped up on the right, and, you know, he came from Crawley with a big reputation and a big price. And but we were patient putting him in the team, but he's only a very, very tired boy, but he said he's never worked as hard, will he? He has to work as hard as that if he wants to play in that team, because that team work hard every week and we'll lose games and we'll lose a run of games, but teams will never beat us for effort.
And a word on your centre-half partnership today as well. I thought they were outstanding. Craig Morgan obviously coming to his former club. He must be delighted with how things have gone today.
Yeah, I'm especially pleased for the captain, for Craig and for Lee Fricklington. You know, Craig Morgan left here for a lot of money, didn't he, to join Preston when they were playing Championship football when Darren moved on, and Lee Fricklington, we paid a club record for him. So, but I'm especially pleased for those two. But the centre-half partnership had to be good today because they're playing against a young man who's got 26 or 27 goals, and it would be an absolute privilege to be buying strikers at 1.2, 1.3 million. And you can understand why it costs that amount of money, you know. And I thought the young man who probably cost 4 bob and a packet of chips up beside him, I thought he was terrific as well. So it's not just about a price or a transfer fee. It's a bit working hard, and I thought they gave our centre-halves a tough day today, but I think our centre-half stood up and was strong and can go away and think they've done a good job today.
And Adam Collin as well, he made a wonderful save after the save down the other end we mentioned, just a couple of moments after it as well. I thought again today he was quite commanding as well in his area, which sometimes he lacks on maybe.
Well, Andy Dibble takes the credit from that, doesn't he? The goalkeeper coach has been working really hard with the goalkeepers, and I think he's arguably getting the best form out of Big Adam. You know, and we've got Scott Shearer behind him that people probably thought he's forgot about. He's not forgot about. He's been terrific in the reserves recently. And he's pushing him every step of the way. And Adam knows that's the benchmark to stay in the team. And he's been terrific. And when he makes a save like that and you win 1-0, quite rightfully, when he walks in the dressing room, he'll get a little kiss from me. Not a big kiss, a wee kiss.
I think that moves you up to fourth in the table as well now. That's a significant marker. And also another big game coming up on Tuesday night.
Yes, yeah, a massive game, aren't they? You know, Brentford have I've got a fantastic squad of players. They've got a good manager who's taken over there. And, you know, if we can be in the game with him, we 15, 20 minutes to go and have the New York Stadium almost at capacity, if not capacity, right behind us, then terrific. But this is a real tough week for us, you know, when you have to come to London Road, when you have to then play Brentford and Bristol City, another huge club. They've been out signing players this week as if they're going to go out of fashion. But I know the standards that the manager will set down there, so it's just one game at a time for us. You know, really our objective is to finish in this playoff group. We've got 9 games left and we're fighting desperately hard to do it, and you know, not for 1 minute will allow any player or even the chairman talk about the playoffs, because nothing has been achieved till you've achieved it. So we'll keep working hard, we'll keep our focus, we'll be back on the training ground tomorrow, and we'll work so hard in preparation for Tuesday. And what will we do? We'll go and work hard. And as I keep saying about this group of players, when they work hard, they can open the sweaty box and they've got a lot of ability.